Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Welcome to Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. I can't think of anybody I'd rather spend Easter with than you. Well, I got a few of you. Some of you are saying, yeah, but I got some people later on we're going to be spending with, but... Hey, listen, so glad you're here today, and this is going to be a different type of a service, different than you're accustomed to, but, Jesus did everything that we need, and everything he did it for you. And so, the different type of thing, I don't want you to wait for some point in the service to begin to worship the Lord and begin to love Him. Don't wait for some special time because the time is already here. And I said, it's already here. Did anybody come in with a little bit of weight on you today? Has anybody fought any battles this past week? Has anybody had anything that you worried about this past week? Let me read you a scripture. Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, and He said this to the disciples and to us. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. He said, in the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustrations. How many say amen? Amen. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain and undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Give Him some praise. He did it all. And He told us in Luke, He said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. How many had some of them hanging around your house this week? He said, I give you the authority to trample on them. That means put them under your feet. That means the devil and all his crowd, all his angels, said they don't have any place in your life and in your home. He said, and over all the power of the enemy. Everybody say, all his power. Whew. Devil, I want you to hear this today, because there's going to be some folks here today that get set free. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whew. I was reading through these scriptures this week and I wasn't feeling good and my dog wasn't feeling good. And I said, Lord, you said that no sickness or disease can even come close to my house. And everything started getting better. See, it's not because we're tough. It's because He's tough. And He conquered him already, and He conquered him for you. You know, the Bible says, John told us that God showed us how much He loved us when He gave His Son Jesus for us. Jesus came and died on the cross so we could all have eternal life. And I don't know, I'm going to ask you a question as we start today. Where are you? Where are you with the Lord? What's going on in your life with the Lord? Are you born again? Are you saved? Has there been a time in your life when you personally, you know, everybody believes Jesus, even the atheists believe He's real. They might not admit it, but everybody believes He's real. But, you know, there's a difference between believing He is and personally asking Him to come into your heart. And so if you haven't personally asked Him to come into your heart, that's why you're here today. So sometime during this service, you just ask Him to come in and watch what He does. I don't know, there might be somebody here that's that's maybe you've been saved, but you've just kind of backed away a little bit. How many know we do that sometimes? A lot of times it's not intentional, but we just back away a little bit. If that's you, this is your day. This is your chance right now. Right now to say, you know, Lord, I'm starting fresh with you. And I love what John told us. He said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He wasn't talking to unsaved folks there. He's talking to us that back off. How many's ever backed off? You might not be now, but how many's ever just kind of backed away a little bit? I have. I got to raise, if I could get both my feet in the air, I'd raise both of them too. But, you know, I don't know where you are today. Maybe you came in fighting some physical things. Maybe, you know, I talked with a friend of mine yesterday and he had gotten a bad report from the doctors. So I told him a good report. And he's going to be okay. But you know, maybe it's that. Maybe you've gotten a bad report, or maybe you've just been fighting sickness and illness, and sometimes it just seems like that goes on and on and on forever, doesn't it? This is your day. This is why you're here, so God can touch you today. I don't know, maybe you're fighting some financial battles. You know, that's why we give, is so He can give back to us. But you know, how many know financial battles aren't any fun? Sometimes you get to fighting them, and you're so concerned and you're so worried about how you're going to make ends meet that you don't even enjoy your family. You don't enjoy your friends. You don't enjoy your church. You don't enjoy life because you're worrying. Some of us, maybe, you know, we've had family or friends that have done or said something that broke our heart. You know, how many know life sucks sometimes? Huh? I mean, we have an enemy that's always here to steal, kill, and destroy. And the way he does that is he comes into our life and he gets us to worry and he gets us to fear and he gets us to doubt. And that thing gets stirring and stirring and he messes up our families. He messes up our lives. And somebody today is going to say, enough is enough. In fact, everybody say that. Enough is enough. Have you had enough? Today's your day. Today's your day. Something's going to turn in your life. Jesus said, whenever you're tired and whenever you're overburdened, whenever the stress has just plumb wore you out, He said, come to me. Come to me and I'll cause you to rest. He says, man, when life is so hard and you don't know which way to turn, He said, just come to me. He said, I'll ease that pain. Just come to me. I'll relieve that stress in your life. Just come to me and I'll give you peace. And I'll cause you to rest. Some of us today just need to say, hey, I received that. I'm not staying under this thing anymore, this load anymore. I'm coming to you, Jesus. And then Peter went on to tell us later, he said, cast or give all your burdens, all your cares, all your troubles, give them to God because He cares about you. You say, well, why have you said all this, Hank? I said all this because I want you to start receiving something from the Lord right now. Everybody just say, Lord, I just take all You'll give me today. I just take all You'll give me today. I just trust You. And I just have been praying for days now, and all of the worship team, they've been praying. We've been praying that as soon as you came in here today, you'd start feeling God's presence. So as we listen to the next couple of songs, I hope you'll begin to just love the Lord and begin to just turn loose of some of those things that have weighted you down, some of those things that have put all that pressure, some of those things you've been worrying about. won't you just give them to the Lord? Won't you just turn them loose? That'd be a good idea? Father, I'm believing you to touch every person here. Touch us all like only you can touch us. And we give you praise and glory and honor. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. I receive it.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear a narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la Via Dolorosa, triste día en Jerusalén, las aldeas libran paso Jesús. Mas la gente se acercaba para ver a que llevaba aquella cruz. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb in the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. And the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
the gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day to find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. And there was no one there but Mary, and so we went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us was there. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both went over the garden and some ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet he wrapped him in just an empty shell. And how old were they taking him? More than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what I didn't know. John believed in a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance, speculation, he couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him and I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he were alive, it wouldn't be the same. The air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion, it disappeared in sweet release. Every fear I ever had melted into peace. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's
praise you, Lord. Whew. How many's glad he's alive? Praise the Lord. How many already feel his touch on you? Won't you go ahead and just receive what it is you need today? He's here to heal you. He's here to touch you. He's here to help you. He's here to encourage you. He's here to give you what you need. You know, today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, that isn't just an event that happened 2,000 years ago. That's something that's happening right now in your life and in my life. That resurrection power. Paul said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. What he was saying is that I might know Jesus, and that that power of His resurrection, I might experience that in my life. He prayed a prayer for us in Ephesians. He said that we might, that we would know and that we would understand and that we would get a revelation of this power in our lives. This power that raised Jesus from the dead. Today, God wants to give you a demonstration of that power in your life. He's already begun. It's already started to happen. You know, my heart breaks when I see somebody that doesn't have a relationship with Father. I'm not just, and I'm not talking about unsaved people. If you're not saved, don't even wait till the end of this. Just right now, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I give you my life. But I'm talking about, do you know that there's a majority or a whole lot anyway of believers that don't have this relationship? I talk to Christians every week that don't know that they can talk to their Heavenly Father just like we talk to each other. He remains that God upstairs, that man in the sky, that you know, and thank God that He is all that He is. But Jesus went through all that so that I could have a relationship with my Father. So that you, through your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, could have a relationship with Him. You know, when He died on that cross, and it says that the curtain was split from the top to the bottom, the curtain was what separated the presence of God from regular folks. How many here is a regular folk? I like being a regular folk, don't you? Huh? Because that means we don't have to be a big shot. We can just be a little shot and let God shoot through us. But the significance of that, there's many reasons for that, and we could talk forever on it. But to me, the main significance of that curtain ripping is never again can I not go and talk to my Father. Never again. Never again can I not feel that resurrection power in my life. Oh, never again will I ever be by myself. Never again. That resurrection power today, it's already healing somebody. It's already working. Matter of fact, somebody, if you'll check what you couldn't do a while ago, you can do now. Huh? When I came in, I couldn't stoop over. But I can stoop over now. The other day I was thinking about this and I got so excited and I believed the word so much that I looked down and there was some oil and I just took oil and I anointed myself. Huh? I just believed it so much. I said, whoo! And I forgot I did that, and I went to the show to see God's Not Dead, and I noticed people were looking at me. I had a shiny forehead. I didn't even remember it till I came home and some of it got in my eye and I went, oh, I forgot I did that. Oh, I believe it so much. It's the power of my resurrection. It's the power in my life that causes me when I'm down and when I'm discouraged and when I don't know which way to go. It's that power, that resurrected power that wants to come in your life right now because you feel helpless and hopeless and don't know what to do. And He knows what to do. He knows what to do. The Holy Spirit's working right now. That's what you're feeling inside of you. He's drawing you. He's pulling you. He's letting you feel that love. He's pulling you to the Father right now. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that's been weighing you down. This is your time. Whatever that chain is that's been holding you back. Can you feel it just break off right now? He's here showing you and letting you feel the presence of God and that love. I love that God. Paul said in Romans, said nothing can separate you from that love. Isn't it good to know that you can't do anything to get God to love you anymore? Huh? And you can't do anything that'll make Him love you any less. How many know we do some things sometimes that make us not like ourselves? But God never wavers. His love never wavers. I heard somebody talking the other day and they said, you know, you preachers, you tell us all what we can't do, but we want to know what we can do. I'm here today to tell you, you can have life and you can have it more abundantly. I just want you to know today, you have a high priest, and He's alive. And you can go to Him, and He understands every feeling. He understands every trouble. He knows every problem. He understands, and He feels with you, and He cares about you. And you can go to Him in those times when you feel helpless and hopeless and don't know which way to go. You can go to Him, and He'll always be right there to take you. I mean, we feel like we've got gotten the faith message and we believe that we've got to be strong all the time to go to the Lord. No, He said when you're weak, He'll be strong. So I just decided to be weak. I'm just weak all the time. I'm just weak because I can't do anything without Him. And I don't plan to try. How about you? He understands. David said in one of the Psalms, he said that He's close to you when you're brokenhearted. Says He will rescue you when you're in spiritual crisis. That means when I've lost all hope, He's right here. He's right here to help me again. He went on to say He heals our brokenness. And He doctors our wounds. He heals our wounds. How many ever had a cut or a wound? Do you know that when that wound heals up, that scar tissue that's left where the wound was usually is stronger and tougher than the skin was before you received the wound. See, you thought something you've been going through was going to kill you, but all that's been happening is God's been taking what the devil has tried to use for your destruction, and He's using it to make you strong. And I promise you, the scar's tougher than the skin was. Sometimes I almost feel sorry for the devil. I said almost. Because he didn't have a chance. Because Jesus paid the price. He paid it all. And whatever it is you need, that's what He is for you today. Randy's going to sing a song, The Great I Am. But what I want you to hear the Father saying to you is, I am. I am whatever you need. I am. I'm there for you. Will you praise Him as we hear this song and worship Him?
close, close to your side. So heaven is real and death is a lie. I want to hear voices of angels above, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am. Who is worthy? None beside thee. God Almighty, the great I am. I want to be near, near to your heart, loving the world, hating the dark. I want to see dry bones living again, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am. Who is worthy? None beside thee. God Almighty, the great I am. He's the great I am, the great I am. The mountains shake before him, the demons run and flee at the mention of the name King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am, 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 the great I am. Shake before him, the demons run and flee at the mention of the name King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am, the great I am, the great I am. Great I am,
cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name of Jesus. The cross has the final word. Even
him some praise? Can you give him some love? Praise the Lord. I wonder here, how many here, if you were to die right now, you know you'd go be with the Lord? Praise the Lord. Isn't that a good assurance? I wonder, we're not being secret. This whole service has just been about you, and it's just been for you. Who here, if you were to die, you're not for sure? You just raise your hand and say, I'm not for sure. Thank you in the back. Who else? Who else? Who else? Would you like to be sure? Won't you stand right where you are? Got two in the back here. I need somebody to go stand with them. Who else? Raise your hand and wave it or something. I want somebody to come stand with you. Who else? Praise the Lord. You just don't know for sure. If there's any doubt at all in your mind, any question at all, just raise your hand right now. Praise the Lord. This whole service was worth it just for these that are receiving Jesus right now. I'm gonna ask something, because some of you maybe didn't raise your hand and you want to, but I'm going to ask right now that when I give this invitation, that whoever's standing with you, I want you to come down, and I want everybody to come down that's standing with you. But while we're doing it, I wonder how many would like to nail something to the cross today? Just have a final statement in your mind. I'm gonna ask, as Wes begins to sing a song here in just a second, he's gonna sing Come As You Are. But by you coming down, you're saying, hey, I'm giving you this, Jesus. You won't physically have to nail anything on the cross. How many, if you had a piece of cardboard, you could have written something on it today? God knows. God knows. And I'm going to ask that if you got something you just want to give to Him today, and I'm going to say a special prayer for everybody that comes down. But if you got something that you just need to give Him today, whatever you've been worrying about, what somebody's been fighting sickness, and I'm telling you, it just seems like you get feeling good one day, and the next day it's something else. Hey, today's the day. Say, that's enough. Enough's enough. Jesus, I'm giving you this. Somebody's been worried about your marriage. You've worried and worried and worried. Today is your day. So I'm through worrying about it. I give it to you, God. I'm believing you. Somebody's been worried about their children, and I'm saying today, God, I'm giving you this, and I'm not worrying, but in faith now, I'm going to believe that you touch their lives. I had a testimony a while ago of a daughter that we've been praying for 2 or 3 weeks. And they didn't even know if she was alive. And now she's back in town and she's alive. Not only that, but she's going to live for God. She's going to give her heart to the Lord. Whatever it is that's been worrying you and weighing you down, why don't you just come down and stand across the front here. And as you come, you're saying, I'm giving you this, Jesus. Are you tired of worrying about those finances and how you're going to make ends meet? I'm giving it to you, Jesus. And as soon as Wes gets done singing, I want to say a special prayer for everybody that's here. So if you need to come for anything, maybe you just want to come to worship Him and just tell Him, I just give you my life again. I just put it on that cross with you, Jesus. Whatever it is, I want you to walk out of here today set free. Can you believe that? Wes, let's sing. And if you need to come, come. I'm not going to beg and probe. If you need to come, you come. And if you still need to come and be saved, you come on. We'll pray with you.
Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. Lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the homeless and all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, a rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. Come as you are. All in sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are.
Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Praise the Lord. I want to pray, so don't anybody go anywhere yet, but isn't this good? People just coming in. I forgot to say, if you need to be baptized today, we'll be happy to baptize you on Easter Sunday. We have towels and robes and everything you need. Even think we even got a hairdryer back there, ladies. But I was just sitting here thinking, isn't it great to have a response? And we in the natural, we don't even know who to pray with, who needs what, what's going on where, but God knows. God knows. And that's his call all the time, just come to me like you are. How many know sometimes we like to get it fixed before we come to him, and we think we got to be stronger, and we think, but he just, oh, just come to me just like you are. And that's what I want you to carry out of here today, knowing that that's how close your Father is to you. And that's how much he loves you. I don't know, but I don't want anybody to get out of here today without knowing that they're saved. So I want everybody in here to say this prayer with me. And if you're not for sure, you say this prayer. And if you'll mean it because of what Jesus did, something will happen in your heart. If you'll pray it and mean it, because he didn't stay in the grave, because he rose from the dead, he'll raise you up and seat you in some of those places with Him. He'll give you a new life. He'll do something big in your life. So everybody say this with me. Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross for me. I receive you as my Lord right now. Save me. I give you my life. I want to live it for you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Whew. Praise the Lord! Let's thank Him for those that have gotten saved today. I want Barry and Paul, some of y'all, get the oil. I don't know. If anybody else wants to be anointed, you're welcome to. But I want you just to anoint Susan. God's done something special in her life, and I'm just believing today's her day. Today's her day. Is this your day? Whatever it is, why you came down, maybe you didn't come, but whatever it is, right now, why don't you just give it to Him? Just lay it down. I want to pray for you. Father, you know. You know every need that walked into this building. You know why everyone that came down, why they came down. Lord, you know everything about our life. You're in control of our life. And I just right now, God, I pray special touch. I pray healing on those that have been fighting physical things. Devil, you're trespassing. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off of them. I speak healing into that marriage. I speak healing into that broken heart. I speak restoration into those children. Devil, you're not going to steal them. They are going to live for God in Jesus' name. I loose the ministering spirits right now to go and do warfare in behalf of everyone that's here. I bind you, devil, and tell you, you got to take your hands off of them in Jesus' name. And I loose those ministering spirits to do warfare and loose them to minister and loose them to touch their lives. And I pray special blessing on everyone that's here. Lord, thank you. Now, whatever it is, can you just in your mind nail it to the cross? Whatever it is that's been worrying you, whatever it's been that's been tormenting you, just give it to the Lord right now and walk out of here today and don't take it back. Give it to Him. Let Him bring you peace. Let Him refresh you. Let Him let you feel His presence right now. We thank you, Jesus. Everything we've done today has been because of you. And everything you did, Lord, was because of these people. You did it for us. And we thank you for that right now. And we worship you for that. And we give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whew, why don't you just say, Jesus, you're wonderful. You can sit down for just a minute, and we're early. We'll get done early here so you can go be with your families and do whatever, but sit down for just a second here. Every Easter, for as long as I've been here, every Resurrection Sunday, we've taken up a special offering. And you know, bringing an offering to the Lord isn't a new thing. Did you know all through the Old Testament and even through the New that if they came to the house of God, they always brought an offering? Did you know if you went to visit somebody, you took them an offering? I mean, God is a giver and His people are givers. And so it's not something new. And so, you know, but today now, if you choose to participate in that, praise God. If you don't worry about it. God doesn't love you any less. Remember, nothing you can do will make Him love you any less. And nothing you can do will make Him love you any more. He just loves you. But today we're going to bring our special gift, those of us that want to participate, we're going to bring our special gift and give it to Him because He gave us His special gift. Right? And so I want you to take your offering in your hand. And I wanted to read something to you. If I can see it. You laugh. You young people laugh. Huh? It's okay. I used to also. David said in Psalms, he said, declare his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things that he's done. I want you to go out of here today and tell everybody about what God's done in your life, okay? But right now I want us to declare something together as a church and as a body. So I'm going to say something. I want all of you to say this out loud after me, okay? Lord, I declare your word to be true. Come on, everybody say it. Lord, I declare your word to be true. What it says will come to pass. I speak it back to you because I believe it's true. I bring my tithes and offerings to you. And you open the windows of heaven. And you pour me out blessings that are so big that I don't have room to receive them all. I'm not just hoping, I'm knowing. Isaiah 55 says, come on, you're getting weak on me. Isaiah 55 says, your word will never fail. It will do and produce what you sent it to do and produce. I count on it. I make plans on it. And I act on it. It always works. What you say, Lord, is the truth. You believe that? Father, as we give this special offering to you today, we do it not because we have to. We just do it because we love you. And Lord, I just ask a special touch on everyone. Some are doing this sacrificially. But Lord, I'm believing you to open those windows. Your word says it. Your word's the truth. And so I'm making my plans on the fact that your word works. And I thank you for that. And I praise you for that. I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Now what we'll do is, I'm going to speak a blessing on you. Can anybody use another blessing? Anybody get a blessing today? Is that all? Anybody get a blessing today? Okay. I'm going to speak a blessing on you and dismiss you early. And as you leave, if you want to participate, you can just come down and put your offering in the chest there, okay? But hey, I believe God to touch you this week in a way that he's never touched you before. I believe him to draw you closer to him than you've ever been. I believe for you to experience that resurrection power in your life in every area that you need to experience it. And I believe the great I am to be with you every second of this day and this week. And Father, we give you praise and glory because you want to bless us. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. I would like, if you asked Jesus into your heart, or maybe if you rededicated your life, I'd like you to just, if you would, just as you come by or come down and just tell me, because I'd like to pray with you. And gosh, I love you. God loves you. And I'm so happy that you came today. How many would find somebody and invite them to church with you next week? You know, we could let this be a starting point, and we wouldn't be that close from being full. They'll come if we ask them. Okay? Hey, you be blessed and have a great Easter. Enjoy your family. Enjoy, have fun, and we'll see you next time. If you haven't signed up for the marriage retreat, hey, get signed up. I want to visit with you down there. Love you.